The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Recently, we've been horrified and sickened with the reports of gruesome beheadings in Iraq and Syria. The so-called ISIS army is proudly proclaiming responsibilities for these deaths, proudly proclaiming that they are doing this in the name of Allah, their God of Islam. So is this what Islam is? Are we being rudely awakened to see in actuality what Islam is? Or is Islam peace, as George W. Bush claimed? In the 600s in Arabia, a man was visited by an angel, Gabriel, he thought, and believed he was shown the true way of salvation. That man, Muhammad. That religion he started? Islam. But the religion he started was not the true way of salvation. Islam greatly disagrees with the Bible in the fact that Jesus is not accepted as the Son of God. That lets us know that Muhammad's angel was not Gabriel, but rather Satan, transformed into an angel of light. And since Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, the Bible says, it comes as no surprise that Islam forces captives to convert to Islam. The Quran actually says to kill those who do not accept Islam as the true religion. It states, quote, "I will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve. Therefore, strike off their heads," end quote. Though Franklin Graham's statement that Islam is an evil religion caused a great controversy in 2001, it was exactly right. Mike Huckabee points out that after the Muslim holidays, violence is expected by our government. However, he likewise points out that Christian holidays are times of peace and goodwill. Let's get a clue, folks. The great danger, Mr. Obama's promotion of Islam, is that our law will be changed even more from its Christian ideas to Islamic ideas. All you have to do is go to Saudi Arabia or Iran to figure out how oppressive that would be. Men having several wives, women treated like slaves, the cruelest of punishments for those who won't bow to Islam are all fruit of Islamic philosophy. Do we want those laws in America? Then we better wake up to what Muslims are doing here. George Washington warned us in his farewell address concerning the dangers of mixing our biblically based law with foreign thought. He stated, quote, "Against the insidious wiles of foreign influence, a free people must be constantly awake, since foreign influence is one of the most baneful foes of republican government." End quote. So what is to be our attitude toward Muslims? We're to love them, to witness to them with kind acts and kind words from Jesus Christ about Him being the Son of God and their Savior as well as the Savior of the rest of the world. However, we are to stand boldly and declare we won't let your religious philosophy invade our education, economic, or governmental systems. If we do, they will institute violence and chaos. Do we want to be another Middle East? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. This preceding program was taken largely from a chapter in my new book entitled For Such a Time as This, where we address over 50 current issues in the biblical perspective. We hope you'll get a copy. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.